Der Energy Star Talk. Eure Stars im Interview.
Hey Leute, schön, dass ihr dabei seid bei der neuen Star Talk Podcast Folge. Ich bin Carina und ich hatte Energy Star DJ Martin Garrix im Interview. 10 Jahre ist es her, dass sich durch seinen Hit Animals bei ihm alles verändert hat. Was er seinem früheren Ich raten würde, wie sein Leben in 10 Jahren aussehen soll und was das peinlichste Geschenk ist, das er je zu Weihnachten bekommen hat. Unter anderem darüber haben wir gequatscht und das hört ihr jetzt in der neuen Folge. Hey, nice to have you. So, 2023, 10-year anniversary of Animals.
Crazy.
Yeah. What advice would you give yourself 10 years back when releasing it?
Don't stress so much, because I was very stressed afterwards with like making the follow-up, all that stuff, and I put a lot of pressure on me. So yeah, that would be my advice.
What has changed since then for you?
I got a bit older, and then it's crazy to think that it's been 10 years ago, because it feels like it went by so quick. And I remember making the song and just thinking like, oh, it's a cool song. Can't wait to play it live. And I sent it to some colleagues, some other DJs, not knowing it would cross over to radio, because I made it as a club song, as a party song. And then suddenly it was like daytime radio. So it was surreal.
What were you heading 10 years on? In 10 years, where do you want to be? What will life be like?
I have no idea how life will be. My main goal is just to continue making music, touring. I really enjoy doing shows. I enjoy being in the studio, writing new stuff. So I think my main goal is just being able to still do that. And I would love to produce for a TV show or a movie one day, like do a complete score.
Nice. All right. Which movie, TV show, what kind of genre?
Could be anything, but I like... Because now when I'm in the studio, I have to think like, okay, will this work on a dance floor? Will this work on the radio? And for a TV show or a movie, you have to think like, will this elevate the scene? So it's a completely different approach of music making, which is it's cool. It's brand new territory for me. So I'd love to experiment.
If you could choose any TV show that's on right now or has been on. Which one would it be?
I really enjoyed Euphoria, and the music was done by Labyrinth, and I think he's a genius. So, and it really, there were some scenes where I was just like, wow, it meshed so well, the music with the visuals. It was really cool.
Kind of talking about a recap of this year, what's been the most memorable thing that's happened, like on stage or behind stage?
Ooh. That's a good one. I think my favorite moment of this year was my hometown show in Amsterdam, which was, we did the convention center 2 nights, and it was so special. From, I did a 3-hour set, and it was, I think, 95% of just Garrix music. So it was really, I was very nervous, and but then everything went well. And I remember I got off stage, like my parents were there, my sister, like it all felt very, because normally I travel a lot to go to the shows, but it was crazy because I got to do the show and then 5 minutes from the venue, I was at my house. So it was cool sleeping in my own bed after a show like that.
You said that 96% of the music was Garrix music. How do you prepare for such a different show?
I don't really prepare that much set-wise, but I prepare a lot with the team. Like for each individual song, we have certain visuals, certain lights, certain laser look. So I spend a lot of time with them programming, like every small little detail. And then set-wise, I can play it in any order, and they have a system that they can see what song I'm playing next, so they can anticipate on the next song.
If you would describe 2023 in just 3 words, what would it be? I know it's a difficult one.
Tricky. Amazing, joy. It's a lot of joy and positivity. It really felt like this year and the year before where it was like the two comeback years since COVID. So it was felt really good.
Yeah, feels like a good year, huh?
Yeah. How about your year?
Sorry?
If you had to describe your year in three words.
Wow, that's so hard. I said that. Wow, that's really hard. I think it was already a good year starting off. Did a lot of vacation. Vacation is one word. Challenging, but nice.
Oh, wow.
In a good
challenging
way.
Challenging, motivation, and nice.
Yeah, good mix. talking about vacation and work, how do you keep work-life balance for you? Do you work on music every day, or do you do it whenever you feel you have inspiration, or do you have like a planned schedule?
Of course, show-wise, I have a planned schedule, and it's being scheduled like months in advance. We already now know the shows we're doing summer next year. But music-wise, it's on how I feel. Right now, I feel very inspired. So also later today, I have 10 hours in the studio.
Wow.
I'm really excited for. Yeah, but it goes like sometimes I have a day where I'm like, oh, I'm going to be in the studio. And then I'm in the studio and I'm like, no inspiration. And then I have peace with it. I'll do something else. Like I'm not going to force it.
Talking about inspiration, where do you get it from? Is that like a specific thing, or do you like to do stuff like go out and get inspiration?
What inspires me a lot is just traveling, like meeting new people. Also the shows, the energy, the excitement. It's pretty interesting. During COVID, I didn't make any party music because I couldn't visualize playing it somewhere. Normally, if I make something new and I do a show that weekend, I'm like so excited to play, to test it out live. So yeah, I definitely get a lot of inspiration from the shows.
I saw an Instagram post of yours where you were, I think it was Grand Canyon, and you just wrote, nice studio here. Yeah. If you could have a studio anywhere in the world, where would it be? What would you choose?
It would be on a boat. And then I would just park the boat in like super remote locations, from the Bahamas to anywhere.
That sounds nice. going back to work, I forgot that one. Do you finish one song before you start another? Or do you have like a big folder of 20 unfinished ones?
So I did this last week. I went through all my old computers and I put all the songs I ever wrote. Like I structured them by date, by who I wrote it with. So I have this crazy folder. I think it's way more than 100 songs now in one folder. So I'm not done yet. I still have a lot of folders I have to double check, but I want to make this giant folder with everything I ever wrote and didn't release. And then, based on that, I want to check, oh, this one I should still finish. This one is terrible. But normally my brain is everywhere, so I think it would be good to structure everything. Yeah. So to answer your question, no, I wish I finished one song before I started a new one. But most of the time, whenever I'm stuck on a song, I start a new one. And then I'll end up with a lot of unreleased music.
Do you plan on releasing some of that unfinished stuff, finishing it and then releasing it?
Yeah, definitely, 100%.
Nice. All right. So we can look forward to some new stuff.
Yeah, it's going to be a lot of music. But it's also some of the songs I just simply forgot about because my brain is very racing. It's always thinking about like, oh, what's next? What's the next single? But some of the songs I was listening back, I was like, fuck, these are really strong. I should do something with it.
I saw on Instagram and on other stuff that you're very into Formula One. if you could swap places, let's say with Max Verstappen, would you?
No, because I cannot drive. And I think, I think he's good where he's at.
Maybe like get him on stage with you.
Exactly. No, I love F1. It's like so much adrenaline. I love the cars. I know some of the drivers. And it's amazing. It's such a crazy sport. Yeah, I can't imagine how it must feel to be in one of those cars. It's just like crazy.
How do you feel about FE without the sound?
It was cool. I did a show in January this year for the Formula E, and it's different because normally you see the cars, you hear the crazy sound, but it was cool. And they've got these very cool Tron looking lights on the cars. Yeah, it felt very like Tron. It was cool.
Do you have a ritual before going on stage? Is there something you do every time? Or try to do.
I try to always see something from the act before me and analyze the crowd, and also listen to what the DJ before me is playing, so I kind of know where to take off from or where to continue from.
If you're playing open air, what's your favorite weather? Does it have to be sunny or is rain like light rain maybe nice?
Light rain is cool, but if it rains, I'd much rather have crazy rain because then people just get to a level where they're like, fuck it, we don't care, we party. But the best is if it's sunny. Like every single person I know, I think they like the sunshine more than rain. So it's nice. And then when there's no rain, we can shoot fireworks and bring the whole show.
But if there's rain, I think the people that are still there, if it's chucking down, you know they're there to like really party, right?
Party. Yeah, they
I
don't party.
saw that you did an own edition of the JBL box.
Yeah.
What other item would you like to design? Like except t-shirts and
A rocket ship. It'll be cool.
it's nice with the logo big on it.
Yeah.
All right. I get that. Okay, we're getting really miscellaneous now. What's your perfect way to start your day?
I cannot say it on radio. I think a good breakfast, and then a workout.
That's a solid one. Nice. We're getting closer to Christmas. Are you in Christmas spirit or not really yet?
I love Christmas. For me, I try to be with family in general a lot, but for me, like during Christmas, when you're together with the family, it's very special.
Nice. Presents. Are you the type of person that's like last minute and buys all of it on like 24th, or do you prepare ahead?
I prepare.
Yeah? Do you already have
Yeah.
some?
Not this year.
Okay.
But I have a lot of ideas, and we're gonna be in Tokyo together. On Christmas, so I'm really excited for it.
Nice. All right, last question for me. What's the most random gift that you've received? I had like a pineapple. That was mine from my grandma. Real nice gift.
Oh, during Christmas, wow.
Yeah.
Well, my sister, she's the coolest. She's amazing. She didn't know what to give me for Christmas, or it was for my birthday. So she got me, she then there's a picture of her when she was like 5 years old with like it's a very cool photo with like stupid sunglasses, and we're always laughing at the photo in a positive way. So she gave me a hoodie with that picture, giant printed of herself on the hoodie. And then
Nice.
I wore it to a TV show interview in the Netherlands. She was not happy.
Oh, I bet she was. Martin, that's it for me. Thank you so much for your time and for the interview.
Thank you so much. Have a
Have a
good
great
day.
day.
Der Energy Star Talk. Einer von vielen Energy Original Podcasts. Das Video und noch mehr Infos findet ihr auf energy.de.